Almost nothing about it can be used to make reliable predictions about the properties of other liquids, and vice versa. If you knew nothing of water, and based your assumptions on the behavior of compounds most chemically akin to it, hydrogen selenide or hydrogen sulfide notably, you would expect it to boil at minus 135 degrees Fahrenheit and to be a gas at room temperature. Most liquids, when chilled, contract by about 10%. Water does too, but only down to a point. Once it is within whispering distance of freezing, it begins, perversely, beguilingly, extremely improbably, to expand. By the time it is solid, it is almost a tenth more voluminous than it was before. Because it expands, ice floats on water. An utterly bizarre property, according to John Gribben. If it lacked this splendid waywardness, ice would sink, and lakes and oceans would freeze from the bottom up. Without surface ice to hold heat in, the water's warmth would radiate away, leaving it even chillier and creating yet more ice. Soon even the oceans would freeze, and almost certainly stay that way for a very long time, probably forever. Hardly the conditions to nurture life. Thankfully for us, water seems unaware of the rules of chemistry or laws of physics. Everyone knows that water's chemical formula is H2O, which means that it consists of one largish oxygen atom with two smaller hydrogen atoms attached to it.